Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We are back. It's 34. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget all the cool things you can do there. It's pretty much entrepreneurial nirvana there at jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. I think you'll like it. It comes every Sunday. We're now in our fifth year of the newsletter, and so check it out when you get a chance. Let me introduce you to a new friend. Jen Norman is our guest this half hour. Jen, this is her first visit with us. She's been writing about small business for a long time now. She's a syndicated columnist. She works with Orange County Register out in Orange County, California, and she's written hundreds of articles and has written a couple of books besides the one I'm holding in my hand. One book you may be familiar with is called Starting Your Own Business, now in the second edition. Her new book is called Marketing Your Own Business, and she's our new friend, Jan Norman. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Glad to be with you.
It's good to have you here, and I like talking about marketing, Jan, because there are three things that small business owners need to focus on. Actually, two especially, that small business owners need to take a lesson from big businesses about. And one of them is the way we manage our people and the way we train them and hire them. And the other one is marketing. We just don't typically, small business owners just do a less than satisfactory job when it comes to marketing. And I'd like to get your opinion on why that is.
Well, one thing, Jim, is that they think too narrowly when they're thinking about marketing. They think, oh, I'll go print up a few brochures, and I'll go to the local Chamber of Commerce and network. But marketing is everything that you do in your business. And a lot of things that I think comes through in this book are things people say, that's marketing. Mm-hmm. It's everything from the name of your business to how you treat your customers to who your customers are going to be. How are you going to define that market? How you distribute your products or services, where you locate. And people a lot of times will think, wow, you know, I never knew that was marketing. And when they start looking at that in a more comprehensive approach to what marketing is for their business, I think they do a better job.
So what you're saying is, I think, is that ultimately marketing is an event or a transaction or a placement or something, but initially it needs to really be something in that we understand in our mind. It's a concept of our brand and how the brand is presented to the marketplace. It's a mental thing at first, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, there are some things that change over time with your marketing, depending how your business grows and what markets you attract. But there are some things that if you don't establish them at the very beginning, it's very difficult to change later. It was interesting because the way I research my books is I basically ask business owners themselves how they market. You know, and in this particular case, I was asking what was your most successful means of marketing your business or campaign, or, you know, giving them a pretty broad option. And no matter what else they said, the most common thing they said was the honesty and integrity of the way I run my business. Mm-hmm. And in first, that's one of those things that people say, wow, I didn't know that was marketing. But mm-hmm. that sets the tone for who you are and what your business is going to be. And if you don't set that on the right course from the very beginning, it's very difficult after you've been shoddy or rude to your customers
right.
to turn that around. And the ethics and honesty, it was just an amazing thing that so many people had that to say.
Well, we can't talk about marketing without talking about branding. It's
mm-hmm.
got those two. Those are harness mates, and the side by side with advertising. But the thing is that for a small business, even if your business isn't a personal brand like a celebrity or somebody is a personal brand, even if your business is more than just about you, a small business, nobody's ever very far away from the human beings who own that company, typically.
Right.
And so you're right. It's important that the human beings deliver in their interaction with people, that they deliver the kind of things that promotes the brand. I mean, as you say, the way you treat people, the customer care, all that, it's all part of marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that is one of the strengths of small business, that even though it requires them to work long hours and be very intense about their businesses, but that human interaction really is what is the benefit that maybe the big corporations can't provide. And the trouble with branding, and this tells me we're at a break, are we?
Yeah, hold on to that. When we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us the trouble with branding. And that's coming up right after these messages. We're visiting with our new friend, Jan Norman. Her new book is called Marketing Your Own Business. Stay with us. 22. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And tomorrow is Administrative Professionals Day. And we're going to have a couple of folks on the show here to talk about that. We're going to have a real live administrative professional to talk to us about that job, that profession these days. And then also somebody from the National Association of Administrative Professionals. That'll be coming up. And then on the next day, on Thursday, that's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day. And we're going to be having some folks on the show talking about that. And those are some of the special shows, special interviews that are coming up in the next couple of days. You know, folks, one of the things that I do here on the show is I like telling my audience about books that we found that we think are valuable. We get a lot of books in here, and most of them don't get on the air because they just don't pass our test. So if you hear somebody on our show whose book we talk about, then we've already pre-qualified that book as being something that we think is worthy of your time and money. And you know, that's a good thing that we like to do, but it only works if the host, being me, reads the title correctly. And so Jan Norman has a new book out. Jan, you know, you'd think after all these years I'd get to where I could read a title properly, but I've been saying the title wrong. I've been saying only half of it. Here's the whole title: What No One Ever Tells You About Marketing Your Own Business. Right, Jan?
Maybe we've got a problem with branding there, huh?
No, I think it's a host problem. I think we got a host that's challenged here. And also the other book, the previous book, which is the first in the series, is called What No One Ever Tells You About Starting Your Own Business. This is the second book in the series, right, Jan?
That's right.
All right. Congratulations on that, and I'll try to do better from now on. You were telling us about. Oh, by the way, tell us where the book's available.
Well, it will be available in July. It may be a little bit earlier. If you go on Amazon right now, it's there, and then it says not yet available. So,
and that's the marketing book, but
now.
The other book is still available, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. First edition, and then the second edition will be out in July. So,
okay.
But
good.
Right now, it's one of the bestsellers for small business entrepreneurial books on Amazon.
Congratulations.
And it's in a lot of bookstores. So.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay. You were saying the trouble with branding. You said that just as the music came up. Tell us what you mean.
Well, that was so that people would stay with us and come back.
You're good.
Yeah, branding, I think people say, oh, that must be the name of the business. And as you know, Jim, it's such a comprehensive thing. It gets back to what I was saying earlier about marketing being so much more comprehensive than people realize. But once the branding is the personality of the business, it carries through in what you name the business, what your mission statement is, what your stationery looks like, how you present yourself, and a tagline, like your tagline is perfect of a small business advocate, all part of establishing the brand that is your business. And people see it without even realizing it with big companies like Xerox or Kellogg's, but they don't see how do I do that in
right.
my business?
Well, I think they also, Jan, think that brands are only for the big companies and that they can't even have a brand, and nothing could be further from the truth.
In fact, they do have a brand by default. If you don't brand yourself, others will establish that, and they'll say, well, this is what I think of that person
in
my
mind. That's the scary part, isn't
it? Yeah, and that's why you have to be attentive to marketing. There are a lot of people who say, oh, I don't market. Well, they definitely do because of the way that they say it's the branding is, if you think of it in terms of, if you said your company's name to your customer, what would pop into their mind? And you're establishing that whether you think so or not. So if you do it in a deliberate and careful fashion, here's what I want my customers to think of me, then you're going to be much more careful and deliberate in establishing everything that will contribute to that thought.
Absolutely.
You should have the goal in mind.
Well, and I think you hit on it a minute ago, and I want to reemphasize that. And folks, somebody is going to define your brand. The question is, are you going to do it in the proper way, or is somebody else going to do it in an ad hoc way, in the way that they want to? And I'll tell you right now, you don't want to be the second answer.
That's right. Absolutely.
And so one of the things I want to get back to, though, I want to talk a little bit about the architecture of your book, Jan, because I really think it's very beneficial for people who will read this. Folks, these are all short chapters, and there are 101 of them. The rest of the title of the book is Real Life Advice from 101 Successful Entrepreneurs. You've actually interviewed small business owners to get these marketing messages that you have in the different chapters, haven't you?
That's right. I could probably write this book like you. I've been writing about small businesses for a real long time, since 1988, and so I know a lot of this information, but I have found that what is valuable in the way that my column called It's Your Business works is that it's sort of a conduit between people who have had similar kinds of experiences in running their businesses. Well, how did you handle that problem? Mm-hmm. So the business owners themselves speaking about how this worked in real life as opposed to some theory by a newspaper reporter really comes through, and people basically talking about, well, here's how I did it, and these are the ways that it worked for my business. We have a couple of well-known entrepreneurs in the book, such as Scott Cook with Intuit, but for the most part, these are, you know, everything from home-based, you know, one-person operations to fairly substantial multi-state entrepreneurs.
Well, absolutely, and one of the things that you talk about in here, or some of the things I should say you talk about in here, are some different ways to think about branding. And folks, that's one of the reasons. I mean, when I just read the table of contents, it helps me to get a better perspective of marketing, of what marketing is, because it involves your people, it involves your signage, it involves the name of your company, it involves the way the customers think about you. And we're going to get Jan to give us a few more ideas on this right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jan Norman after these messages. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Having a great time with our new friend, Jan Norman, who's about to become an old friend. After this visit, that officially makes her an old friend. And Jan, we look forward to having you back on the show. It's been a lot of fun with you already today.
Well, the time is just flying by. I'm looking at my watch going, gosh, is it already the 5 till or something?
Yeah. Well, time flies when you're having fun.
That's right.
What no one ever tells you about marketing your own business. Real life advice from 101 successful entrepreneurs. This book is available in about another month and a half or so, folks. So check it out. But you can also check out the book that is available, which is the first in this series, What No One Ever Tells You About Starting Your Own Business, now in the second edition. And that's available wherever books are sold. Jan, give us some tips give us a couple of more specific tips on marketing that you've learned from the entrepreneurs you've interviewed.
Well, there's a whole section on relationships, and I think for small business owners, this is a very important approach to marketing business. This is building those personal relationships, the one-on-one why people do business with you, because they know you personally, and it's the strongest means of marketing in business. But there's another section on groups, and this is one of the places where you obviously build those relationships, would be in the chambers of commerce or business groups. But it's also just reaching out one-on-one to people. One guy depends on referrals, and so mm-hmm. he makes a game of it. It's a lot of fun, and he has his referrals club, and his clients get all excited, and they get to be in the referrals club. So you make marketing fun because people have a relationship with you. But a very serious story that I was just floored by, and this is why it's really good to talk to real-life people, was a guy who was a sales manager in a very bad territory, and he went in there and realized that there were all kinds of customer contacts that hadn't been followed up. His name's Jay Furry. He's in the section on basics, and this is very basic. He went out to the customers and started saying, well, I realize that we haven't followed up with you. We have this new distribution agreement. Will you please do business with me? And a guy pulls a huge order out of his center drawer, hands it to him. He says, Let's go to lunch. And Jay said, well, you know, I've never had an easy order that like this. And the guy said, it's because none of your predecessors ever asked me for the order.
Wow.
And this is so basic, and yet I look around rooms when I'm telling people this, and they'll go, you know, there's almost this nodding, you know, kind of crawl under the table kind of thing, because they realize that there have been times when they have been with a potential customer and for, you know, I'm too shy or, mm-hmm. oh, gee, I don't want to be pushy, they don't ask for the order. And that's what people are waiting for you to do. If you believe in what you have to sell, you're a terrific resource for your customers. By golly, offer it to them. Say, buy from me. That's mm-hmm. what they're waiting for you to do.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think small business owners will probably be pretty good at is selling. I think we're probably pretty good at selling, but I think where we have a problem is when we're trying to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, when we're not asking for the sale. And I think that's the thing that we're uncomfortable about, or we're not knowledgeable about. For example, you mentioned the referrals or the chambers of commerce or the networking mm-hmm. or all those things. Those are typically times when you're doing everything that you would do in a sales call except say, will you buy from me?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. and it, you're
it's
putting
establishing
your best
the relationship that gives you the right to ask,
mm-hmm.
right?
One day, maybe mm-hmm. not now, but one day.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it really is a things like testimonials, just getting people who have liked your product or your service saying, I liked it, and here's what it did for me. And once you have a few satisfied customers, they'll be delighted to do that for you. And you just ask them for the testimonial also.
The thing to think about to me, Jan, with marketing is look around your business and look at all the times that you have an opportunity to make an impression. Look mm-hmm. around the marketplace where your business is making an impression, either the trucks that you drive or the signage that you have or the business cards or the forms that you use, all the different ways that you make an impression in the marketplace. That's all part of marketing, isn't it?
That's right. However you touch your customers, either directly or indirectly, like a sign touches people, I don't mm-hmm. mean physically touching them, then you need to be paying attention to what that's really saying to people.
Right.
And then your business card, too, like you mentioned. And these are very simple things that every mm-hmm. business has.
And we cannot take them for granted. And another thing I can't take for granted, Jan, is this clock, because we have to end, but we're going to get you back again another day. I hope you come back.
Well, this has been delightful. Thank you, Jim. You do a great service for small business.
You do too, Jan Norman. Jan Norman, ladies and gentlemen, and she'll be back another day. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program really is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.